a family. Lord, we pray that you would be in this place and just fill Stan as he leads us again, Lord. Thank you so much for all you do in our lives and what you're doing in this congregation. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Isn't it good to worship God? Amen. I'd rather have Jesus. And we sang a lot about the blood today, how vital and how important that is, right? The blood of Jesus that he poured out for our sins. He is the Lamb of God who has taken away the sins of the world. Amen? He's washed me clean. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, that I'm a forgiven sinner. Can you say amen to that? And that's, you know what? That's the good news that we need to get out into the world. There's a lot of people that they don't know that. They're still carrying that weight. They're still carrying that burden. We are washed. We are redeemed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Thank you, God, for that. One of the ways that we're going to be seeing that happening more and more in this coming year is through the Alpha program. And I've been talking about that a little bit over the last couple of weeks. We've been sharing a few video clips. I'm going to invite Elvin and Kathy to come up. They're going to share a little bit about Alpha this week. I believe that we have now over 30 people already signed up, and I think there's going to be even more than that. So what a great way to disciple people. What a great way to, you know, build community and just join together, to get to know people, to have a meal together, and to study God's word. Bless you guys.
Hello. There we go. We got her on. Amen. Well, we're really glad to be a part of the Alpha coming up course here. I just encourage us, you know, if you have no foundation in your Christianity and you need to build, here's a good way to do it. Amen. Come and be a part of it. It's really not threatening in your face type ministry. We were just laughing about that, but we had just did some training over at Costco yesterday, or Costco. I did, honest. Over at Crossroads, fairly close, Crossroads. But we ended up at Costco. We ended up at Costco. We're sitting there, and here's these two ladies, younger ladies, standing there looking for a place to sit. You know, where do we sit? Where do we sit? Come on, sit down. You know, oh, okay. Anyway, as it turned out, we ended up sharing the gospel with these two ladies. One lady is, she goes to United. The other one was kind of, so I got in their face. I get in their face, and where Alpha is not in your face type thing. I says, well, okay, if you were to die tonight, where would you go? Well, I hope to go to heaven. Well, why would you want to hope to go to heaven? Well, faith, I guess. She was off the map. Wasn't even close. But I was in her face. I wanted to hear those words. It's Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Amen. Jesus has saved me. So I got into her face and just shared with her about the Alpha program. And invited them, whether they're going to show up. Maybe they're here today. No. But anyway, hallelujah. Just encourage us. You know, if you want to come on out and be a part of the Alpha program. Amen. You'll never regret it, honestly. Maybe some of you, but the more you put into it, the more you will get out of it. Amen? That's the way Christianity works. If you're content with 10% of God, be content. But if you're not, and if you want 100%, I tell you, God is wide open. His arms are wide open for anybody and everybody. Amen?
Amen. And also, every Wednesday night, we'll be having a light supper, so you'll be fed. Spiritually and physically, so that'll be good. also, too, just to remind the ladies of our church here that the retreat's coming up really quick, and we need your registration in by next Sunday, the 15th. So if you can either get that to myself or Crystal or Norma, that would be good. Thank you.
That's it.
Okay, we're going to get to the video in a sec, okay? Oh, we're going to do the video now. You guys come and sit here. Come up here. You're on this side. Apparently, there's a sense of humor when it comes to Alpha 2. So, I think there's the sign-up sheets are in the back, right? Wednesday night, starting at 7 o'clock. Come at 7. The supper will already be over. So come at 6. We want to pray for Alvin and Kathy this morning. And in a few more weeks, we're going to be doing that in a little more formal way. But Alvin is starting his ministry here as Pastor Alvin, working a street ministry, and amen. We've recognized in Alvin for many years the gifts that he has, particularly as an evangelist, as a discipler, as a lover of God. We want to pray for you, and I think maybe in a few weeks the leadership will pray over you too in a service. But as it's September now and you're starting, we want to just commit this to God. And you're up here because you are such a great support. And in a lot of ways, my wife will attest to this. This is nothing that you do alone. We do this together, and we're so glad and blessed to have faithful wives and partners, right?
Yeah, amen.
I'm glad you said amen. Let's bow our heads. So God, thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you that you're here today and that you move among us and that you make it possible, Lord, for us to serve you in so many different capacities. And it's our prayer this morning that you would lead Alvin and Kathy, that you would direct them in your ways, Lord, that you would equip them with the gifts of your Spirit, that you'd give them opportunities, Lord, like yesterday, that there'll be many more of those opportunities. Lord, that you would bless and enhance their ministry. And Lord, we commit them to you in Jesus' name. We commit them to you, God, as evangelists, as leaders in the church, as people who love you with all their hearts. And God, I would just pray for these two, that you'd bind them together, just bind their hearts to one another, and bind their hearts to you, Lord. And I pray that there'll be great fruit, God, on this ministry. I pray that they'll be supported by the people here, that there'll be great numbers of prayers that are offered for them. Lord, that we'll see that as the seeds are planted, there'll be many great things that come out of that, God, as well. And Lord, just finally, I want to pray for our native community, God, that this will be such a way to reach a chord with them and to touch them, God, and to show them that there is a way. And that way, the only way is through Jesus. He is the way and the truth and the life, God. So I pray, Lord, for the work that Alvin and Kathy have already been doing, that you'll just enhance that and that you will grow them, Lord, into new fields, into new endeavors, and that they will experience the power of your Spirit, that the power of your Spirit will work in them, God, that they will hear your voice, and that they will be led by you, eternal God, King of kings and Lord of lords. We pray this boldly in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Bless you. Amen. We're blessed. Before we open God's word today, just a quick reminder, a couple things. Len was right about the baptism. Don't have too many people asking for baptism yet, but we're open to this. So we want to have a service where we go to the river next Sunday. And if it's something that God is laying on your heart, or there's some of you that are new believers, you haven't been baptized before as well, just come and see me. We're gonna worship here. We're going to spend some time here first, like we normally do, and then we're going to walk to the river. We're not too far from it, and we're going to see that evidence of baptism, where we are buried with Christ in baptism, and where there's that symbol of the blood washing away all of our sins. If God is calling you to that, and I just ask you to come and see me. It'd be good to know who's going to be part of that. And I just invite you to be a part of it. It's about standing up and saying, Jesus is my Lord, and I'm not afraid in front of everyone to confess that. Pray for that too, will you? I'm really going to ask you today to be prayer warriors. There's so many things that we need to be praying about Elvin and Kathy, about Alpha, about the beginning of a whole bunch of new things that are starting. This is kind of a kickoff Sunday in a lot of ways. We need to really grow in prayer. And I got to tell you that there's some things that we've been praying for on Sunday nights at our Bible, at our prayer meetings. I mean, we're just seeing some great results to that. I personally am seeing some things happening out of that. Even in terms of the kitchen and some of the struggles that we've had this summer downtown, God is working in that, and there's been some great victories there as well. But it starts with prayer. The battle is really, and this is so hard for us, but the battle is not what you see. The battle isn't what happens in my eyes or my what I seem to be observing all around me. The battle is a spiritual battle, and we need to begin to fight the battle in spiritual ways. We need to take on the full armor of God, and we need to be prayer warriors. And I just encourage you to pray. Pray, pray, pray. Keep praying, because that's where the battle gets won. That's where the enemy, you know, is defeated. He's already defeated. He's defeated on the cross, but we need to grow in our prayer lives. I encourage you to do that. Lastly, I'm hoping that you're all coming to my house this afternoon, because if you don't, I'm going to be eating hamburgers until Valentine's Day. So please spare me that. You're all encouraged to come. I want to get to know you. There's a bunch of new people that I don't know very well, or some of you haven't even met yet, and that's true for, you know, a lot of us. It's a great way for us just to spend a little time together. There's maps on the back. I made a little map for you. We live close to Leon's Furniture on Mackenzie Road, and you'll see the maps there. Also, if you don't have a vehicle, if you'll meet here at 4:45, there'll be some cars that will pick you up. Who will be here at 4:45 to pick up people? Is there someone who can come, a few people that can come by here? There's 1, 2, 3, 4. So that's great. If you can, everyone just meets here at 4:45, and if there's some people who don't have vehicles, you can jump in those vehicles and come and join us. All right? Thank you, God. Mitch, you got the last word this morning, so say a few words about what God's doing. Let me get you that mic. Thank you, Lord.
I just want to testify of what God's doing at the coffee shop. I hope I don't start crying right away. Oh, Lord. It's all about His love. And I didn't really know what that meant, really. So I said, God, there's got to be more. I just know there's got to be more. And He said, I want you to know me.
Yes.
And I said, well, how do I do that? I read your word. I'm praying every day, and I'm doing all this stuff, but am I really getting to know you? And He took me to 1 John 4:7. And the title over the scripture is Knowing God Through Love. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. And I went, okay. So anyways, I'm at the coffee shop, and I'm on the way there. I start praying. And I said, Lord, this isn't about the coffee shop. This isn't about stuff like I thought. He said, it's about your love. And then all of a sudden, it was like He just grabbed my heart. He said, that's what it is, Mitchell. I want to know you with my love. Anyways, that very day, these street people came in and they asked for prayer. And I was seeing Jesus in their face, and I'd never seen this before. And Pastor Stan came in, and I grabbed him. I said, Pastor Stan, you won't believe what's happening. Jesus is here. But I know that sounds funny, but it's a revelation. I always thought it was about healing the sick and raising the dead and all this, but that comes out of our relationship. And I think I got born again. So I just want to praise God. And Lord, I just pray for your baptism of love for everyone. Lord, it's all about your love. If we don't have your love, we're like a clanging cymbal. And Lord, we want to know you. So that's my prayer for everyone. Father, thank you.
God bless you. In case you don't know, it's called Solid Ground Cafe, and it's on 49th Street, and If you want to volunteer even, I think there's opportunities. I know there's lots of volunteers. Terry will give up a shift if she needs to. But the cool thing is that we're seeing ministry happening there. Not only are more people coming, you know, for coffee and whatever, you know, some of the food products are, but there's some really powerful ministry that's happening. People are being prayed for. A few people have been led to Christ. It's becoming a place where Christians gather too, just to encourage each other. So just be a part of that. Amen? I'm going to read the word and hear the word today. But I always need prayer for this. And so Jerry Hunt, you always tell me that when I'm praying and or when I'm preaching, Jerry always says, you know, when you're preaching, I'm always praying for you. Help him, Jesus, he says. Would you come up here and pray for me? Because I really feel that, you know, we need that prayer. We want to hear from God. This is God's word. And God's got something to say today. God's got something to a way to encourage us or to direct our paths today. And I could use your prayer, Jerry.
I could use yours, too. In fact, everybody. Jerry, hi. Father, we thank you that we've come to a place that's been established, your body, Hallelujah. The body of Christ, this church. And Father, we thank you for your word of truth. But we ask now that in a special way you anoint, empower, strengthen Stan. As he gives the word, and we know his heart, Lord God, is for you. And so I pray that the word that he speaks will touch hearts today, open hearts to the love of Christ. And we thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for who you are. Mm-hmm. And we thank you for your son, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Open your Bibles and let's look together at Exodus chapter 13. Those of you who have been around the last few weeks, actually, even if you haven't been around the last few weeks, I've been preaching through the book of Exodus probably from about 3 months ago. I don't mean to say that we're going to go through the whole book of Exodus, but we're going to go a little bit further yet, and we're at to the point now where God's people are about to cross the Red Sea, and they're being chased again by the Egyptians. You know, even though there's a little bit of a hum there. Can you just turn me down just a little bit, or is this ringing? Even though Pharaoh went through all those plagues, and Egyptians went through all those plagues, and we saw how God continually had that same message, let my people go. Finally, he let his people go. And now that they're on their way, he isn't letting them go again. He wants to chase after them. We're going to read in God's word from Exodus chapter 13. And we're at the point of the story. Last week we talked about the firstborn son. I'm just going to try to remind you a little bit so we can get into this a bit. But that God told the Israelites that they needed to consecrate their firstborn sons, that they were special. They actually received a double portion of the inheritance, and that this was part of the way that God ensured that his people would remember this great event. This was a great event. This was momentous. Momentous. This was big, whatever. I'm not saying it. Say it again. Monumental. There we go. I'm going to get my words are going to come. It takes me a bit. It was monumental. God wanted his people to remember his salvation, to remember that he had delivered them. All right. Now we're going to read in, as the story continues, in Exodus 13, verse 17. And when Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said, if they face war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt armed for battle. And Moses took the bones of Joseph with him because Joseph had made the sons of Israel swear an oath. And he had said, God will surely come to your aid, and then you must carry my bones up with you from this place, which is the place of Egypt. And after leaving Succoth, they camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. And by day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way. And by night, in a pillar of fire to give them light so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Amen? Isn't that great? I love this story. I think even from the time I was just a little boy, I love the story of, you know, God showing himself through the pillar of cloud and through the pillar of fire, and how it's about God guiding and directing, and that God is interested in where we're supposed to be going, and that he leads us in that way. If we were to read on, we'd get into the story about them actually crossing the Red Sea and the Egyptians following them with the chariots. We're going to get to that in the week or so. But I want to just jump to one more little passage here, just down a few verses, verse 19 of chapter 14, because again, this is more about the fire and the cloud. And so we read there in chapter 19 that then the angel of the Lord, who had been traveling in front of Israel's army, withdrew and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud also moved from in front and stood behind them, coming between the armies of Egypt and Israel. Throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side, so neither went near the other all night long. I'm just going to read that last part again. We're going to get to this in a few minutes. That throughout the night, the cloud brought darkness to the one side and light to the other side, and neither went near the other all night long. Yeah, thank you, God. We are fast-paced people. We like to get places quickly. We don't like to go the roundabout way. We want to get from point A to point B as quickly as possible. I drew a map, and there's a bunch of maps in the back. If you don't know where we live for this afternoon, you'll find how to get there. But I drew you the direct route, how to get there exactly. I didn't draw you the way where you'd go north to Black Falls and then to Stettler east, and then from Stettler to Delburn, and from Delburn to Louisiana, and from Louisiana to Pine Lake, and then through the back way to get to our house. I didn't draw you that way because I knew that would be really annoying, and it would take you about an hour and a half to do it. So I gave you the 10-minute version. Take Highway 2, get right on Highway 2, you get right to my place. And I did it because we want to get to where we want to go as quickly as possible, right? And I think the Israelites were the same way. And right off the bat, we hear from God's word. I don't know where that ringing is coming from, Chris, but it's really annoying me. Either that or just turn me right off if we need to. Are you hearing that? Or
thank you. You are my life, and you are my salvation. In whom shall I fear? No. But don't fear the enemy, because he's defeated by you on the cross. And I just pray, God, that I pray that you'll minister to each heart. We need to hear you. We need to see you. So we can follow you. Thank you.
mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still, have thine own way. Try me, Master, today. Whiter than snow, Lord, wash me just now, as in thy presence humbly I bow.
Nobody there. Thank you.
How you doing, sweetie?
You're welcome.
I told Elvin that there was a tape.
I'm sorry?
I told Elvin there was a promo. I guess he just slipped his mind away.
Yeah. Yeah. So he didn't cue me, so I didn't play it until the last.
Yeah, it worked fine. Actually, it actually worked pretty good because it was a little bit of humor.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Thank
you. Okay.
We'll have one more for next week.
Okay.
I'll bring it in.
Okay.
Thanks, Rita. Yeah. You want to set it down or something? Still able to move the mouse?
Now I can.
Yeah.
But there it is. There. Okay. Just wait. No, she's not gonna budge.
Okay, so you gotta do something with this.
She won't do nothing.
And what happens if you hit these buttons?
Well, I'm afraid to.
Hit retry.
Okay.
What are you trying to do? Save that?
I'm trying to get back on my mic and save that.
Here, let's unplug this.
Okay.
Here, let me go look at it for a minute and see if I can get this.
Okay.
I'm just gonna set it down so I can.
How long has it been since you restarted?
This morning.
What is going on? Look at
the, I don't know
the
what
the is.
Oh,
is it connected
Jesus
to the
what?
Is it connected to the wire?
Oh, hey, just yeah.
Okay, and the coffee. Okay, yeah, it's infected. It needs to be cleaned. Advanced,
okay, so what,
advanced
how do we do
system,
that?
Advanced system yeah. detector is bad.
So how do we do that?
Well, I'm going to have to look at it probably. When do you need it next?
Right now?
You need
I need to send, I need to get that back and I need to send that there.
Okay, well let's just see if we can get that saved first.
Yeah, let's do that. There we got it back. Okay, let's go back there. Yeah.
Okay, it's still recording right now. So
okay, let's shut it off.
Well, right now it'd be recording our voices.
Okay, but press this.
I'm trying to get the mouse on.
Okay, well I'll give you another one.
That is really hard.
Yeah, it is hard.
Do you have the wireless mouse? Andy? Oh, that's why it keeps moving. It's the mouse in your bag.
Oh,
is that yours?
Okay, just leave that one.
Yeah, sorry, I unplugged it thinking that it was...
Oh, you unplugged it.